project to develop a better-tasting, low-alcohol wine has taken a big step forward with the harvest of the first of the early grapes. And now it's time for the winemakers to put their theories into practice. David Lowe has a team harvesting grapes from his Ralston vineyard in central west New South Wales.
What we're doing, we're harvesting the first harvest on Vidello. It's the favoured white wine of Portugal, and it makes a wine in Portugal called Vinho Verde, which means green wine. So we're trying to replicate that. It's a variety that's ideal for our lower alcohol harvest regime because it has a marvellous musk flavour. And that means when you turn it into wine, that grape taste goes into wine and it has this really attractive aroma. So as an early drinking young wine for people who want to have a glass of wine for lunch, this is an attractive proposition. So we're picking it on the greener spectrum, that is before it's fully sweet, and that allows us much more options.
Now, I heard you speaking earlier about the amount you're picking today and where when you're going to pull up and what impact that's going to have. Speak to me about what it is, that sort of balancing act that you're doing.
So we need to maximise flavour, because if we're making a wine of lower alcohol, that means picking it earlier sugar. As we understand, sugar and alcohol are pretty closely aligned. So we're shooting for some harvest a bit on the green side and a harvest in a week time on the riper side. And that allows us to blend two options together. We have to predict the yield today so that we know that we're picking half today and half next time. And once we harvest this, which we're going back to do now to process it, in a couple of hours, we'll know the sugar level and that'll determine when we pick the next half. And this is part of the program that the research, the PhD student who is involved with us, will start to predict when the most flavour occurs, at the green end or the ripe end.
Meanwhile, back at the winery near Mudgee, winemaker and PhD student Rocco Longo is waiting to get his hands on these early grapes. He says there are a few drivers for this project.
Basically, what we try to do is produce wines with low alcohol, because there are so many problems related to the high ethanol content in wines. I mean, high tax, so financial implication, social behavior, and that is all related to the climate change. So the climate change is very challenging for winemakers to reach the optimum level of sugar and aromatic compounds and pH, and because everything is changed. So the global warming is changing the vine's phenology. So it's very hard, it's very challenging for winemakers to stay behind these changes.
A lot of the traditional ideas are almost going out the window because the sugar is increasing as the heat increases. And so I guess you've got to find a whole new way of doing things.
Yeah, there are so many strategies. So many strategies have been proposed in the past 10 years. 20 years, microbiological approach, also in vineyard, lots of work has been done. We try a new approach, with the name is double harvest strategies. This technique has been investigated for the first time, I think 4 or 5 years ago in Spain. And basically what we do is harvesting two different crops for the same variety from the same vineyard. So we're going to have the first crop with a low sugar concentration. That means low ethanol in wine. And we hope we're going to have high aromatic compounds content, good acidity. The second crop will be with more sugar, but unfortunately with less aromatic compounds. So blending both wines, produced from both crops, we hope to obtain a better product, better balanced product.